Hey friends, what's going on? It's Danny Morrell here with another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. We are live here inside of our studio. I gotta be honest with you, I'm still pissed because I don't have my cameras up or my TVs up. I don't know what's going on here. The construction guy said that I guess the wall is too weak to hold up the TVs. So we're going to make do for right now. And I'm noticing that I'm too dark. So if the team can turn on all the lights, that would be great. Guys, I want to start off by letting you know that we are 70 days away from Relentless. 70 days away from your life-changing experience. We're going to be spending 3 full days together in Anaheim, California, July 11th through 13th. Tickets are at a stupid, ridiculous price right now for $99. That is just the general admission. We've got preferred seating, VIP, platinum VIP. So get your tickets right away, guys. I've got a couple of questions that we're going to answer. And then we have a little bit of a guest today. For anyone that has ever wanted to really transform their life, somebody very dear to my heart is actually doing that right now in real life, literally transforming everything. More business, more sales, more opportunity, better clarity, bigger smile, in shape, like the whole thing, more money. Yeah, more money. That's what happens when all that other stuff comes into play. And we're going to be asking him a couple of questions here in a second, okay? Before I get to our first caller, and we've got one all the way from London today, right? Are we going to be able to call this guy? We're going to try to call. If not, we're going to answer this guy's question. But before we do that, guys, so many of you hit me up on Instagram and on Facebook, and I want to say thank you for that. And yet, I want to remind you that the reality is that a lot of the questions or the answers to your questions are in my book, The Resilience Roadmap. If you have not picked up a copy yet, guys, it is literally chapter by chapter, step by step. It's a roadmap on how to transform your life and how to transform your business. So if you haven't done that just yet, make sure that you pick up a copy. You can go to Amazon or you can get it through Audible. You can make it your book of the month and it will help you tremendously. All right. I think we're going to get our first caller on the line here soon. Yeah. We're going to call them and let me see who's in. So shout out to Chauncey, who's joining us live. What's up, my man, Chauncey? Who else is out there? If you're live right now with us, go ahead and post your name and where you're joining us from, because I'm loving the fact that we are kind of getting global here with people asking questions from London. This is kind of cool. So your name and where you're from, all right? A lot of you guys are asking about the event. We are working to get a timeline of the event on the event page, but it's a 3-day event. It'll be from 9 to 5 every single day. On day one, I believe we have Gerard Adams and Sarah Centrella that are going to be joining us. On day two, Ed Milet, Andy Frisella. And on day three, which is the wealth day, that's the day that we're going to focus on how to take the money you're earning, right, and plant it in fertile ground and help it to grow. That's when we're going to have A-Rod coming and joining us, and he's going to kind of finish off the show, all right? So get ready for an incredible 3 days. Once again, tickets are available at relentlessevent.com, relentlessevent.com. And I think we got our first caller on the line. Is that yes?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Let's rock and roll then.
Jacob.
So this is Jacob. Jacob, what's up, bud? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas. Jacob, how's life in San Antonio, Texas right now, by the way?
One more time?
How is life in San Antonio, Texas?
It's pretty good. It's a nice market. So it's a nice market.
Okay. Okay. Good. So I take it you're in real estate. Is that correct? Real estate sales.
Yes, sir. I'm a real estate agent.
Love it. Well, welcome to the industry. What caused you to join the real estate sales industry?
Well, I have a lot of family in it, and like my uncle's a broker. He's the one who actually got me into it. He helped me pay for my classes.
Awesome.
To get my license and everything. So I've always been kind of around it.
Yeah.
And it always intrigued me.
I love it, man. Good stuff. And how long have you been in the business?
I'm really new. I'm 18. I've only had my license for about 45 days so far.
Oh, so you, okay. So you couldn't be talking to a better guy. This is going to be good. I'm happy to help you, man. I'm happy to help you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been following you for a while, and I know you started young, so
yeah
I would love to pick your brain.
Awesome, dude. So what's up? What's the question? How can I help?
Okay, so I want to know, as a new agent, do you recommend that I join a bigger brokerage that has more training and lead generation and all these different positives, like they have your own website and email, but they take a bigger cut, or should I join a smaller brokerage that doesn't really supply anything, but they have a flat fee for each transaction you make?
I think that would be the worst decision you make, but that's for a different reason, okay? I'm going to give you my answer. My answer is that at the very beginning, it doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter, and I'm going to tell you why. Success in real estate sales, or success in any business for that matter, depends on three things, and I want you to write them down, okay?
Okay.
Number one, clarity and vision. You have got to be damned clear with what you want for you, your future wife, your future children, that vision that you have for your family. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
That the whole thing boils down to that. And I'm going to tell you right now, if your vision is clear enough, I don't care who you work for. The only thing that someone can do, right, is to help guide you in the right direction, right? And quite frankly, even if someone does have leads, I'm a believer that if you have a clear enough vision, you don't need anybody's leads, because a coach or somebody could help show you how to get leads. Or to be quite honest with you, we give away so much free information on the show that we can help you with how to get leads as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now, number two. The second thing that you need once you have the vision is the plan of action. The plan of action. Okay? So you need a plan of action. But the plan of action is dictated by the vision. So I'll give you an example. When I first started, I was 18 years old. I was hungry. Hungry. No one was going to get in my way. I was at a small mom and pop brokerage. I actually drove 30 minutes to get to that brokerage. Why? I don't know. It was the only brokerage that I knew at the time. I just kind of got started, and I was hungry for one purpose. I had one purpose in life. I wanted to buy my mom a house by the time I was 21 years old. And if you saw my video on Instagram yesterday, I actually took you guys back to the old neighborhood where I used to live. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, could you feel the fire and the passion that I had just in like describing it?
No, yeah, I could, definitely.
Yeah, you see, and that's what I'm saying. People ask me all the time, wait a minute, you know, I know people 20 years in the business, they haven't closed 28 transactions. I closed 28 transactions my first year in the business. Why? Damn it, I was hungry, man. And I didn't care what I looked like. I didn't care what race I was. I didn't care that I was young or old. I didn't care that I was cute or ugly. I didn't care that I was skinny or fat. Like, none of that shit matters, man. What matters is that vision and what you're willing to do about it. So here's a question for you. You're 18 right now. What is your vision, or what's your burning desire, or what's something that you want to try to accomplish in life right now that you currently don't have?
My biggest thing that I want to do right now is pretty much learn as much as I can to understand real estate completely. The thing is, the reason why I want to join a bigger brokerage, because I'm at a small mom and pop one as well, but I feel like I don't know enough about contracts. I don't know what to say on certain things, listing appointments. And so my thing is, I want to fully understand so I feel positive and I have the correct verbiage and everything when I'm talking to my clients. That's my big thing.
I love it. I'm going to help you understand that in less than 2 minutes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you ever taken a personality test?
I haven't.
Okay. I want you to go to freediscktest.com or just Google free personality test. Chances are that your personality is systematic and cautious. Like, you want to know the details. You want to have an understanding of everything before you take action. And if I may, I'm going to let you know that you have to take action first, because if not, you will never speak to enough people to learn what you need to learn.
Okay.
Like, what I'm trying to say is this. At 18 years old, the reason why I closed 28 transactions is because I didn't know what I didn't know, and I didn't care about what I didn't know. I cared about getting my mom and my family out of the damn ghetto.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand completely.
And then along the way, guess what you do? It's simple. Okay, you want to learn the contract? Go memorize it tonight. I mean, think about it. If it's that important to you, go memorize it tonight. Go read it. Go highlight it. Go through it. Go practice it. Go do whatever you have to do, but get that done tonight. And guess why I'm challenging you this way? Because here's what people do. People leave too many obstacles in the way that mentally keep them from producing at the level that they want to produce. So I hear this all the time, my man. Well, first, I want to know everything. Guess what, brother? I still don't know everything.
Yeah.
You never will.
That's true.
You never will. And that's what I'm saying, man, is that the broker you work for or whatever, listen, I'll be honest, unless it's us, we're a different animal. We're literally like a coaching company within a brokerage. Unless you live in Southern California, wherever in the nation you work, or wherever in the country you live, I got to be honest with you. It doesn't matter. Just get to work and get clear with that vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now watch. Awesome. So I'm going to ask you again, because that wasn't clear enough. What is your vision? What is it that you are missing in your life right now that you desperately want to have? See, now we're going to get down and dirty. Now we're going to get to the nitty gritty here.
Yeah, well, one thing that I definitely want to have is a house of my own. Like I'm 18, I'm still living with my parents, so okay. I want to have my own house by at least in the next 2 years.
Oh, so okay, now we're talking. Okay, now watch. Now I want you to pull out a pen. Are you ready?
Yeah, I want to hear.
In San Antonio, Texas, what does it cost you to buy a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath home that you would be proud of, that gets you excited, that gets you a little bit nervous even to think about it? What would it cost you? How much?
$200,000.
$200,000. All right, you ready? That means that the average commission in your area is probably $6,000 with your being brand new. You're probably making $3,500 to $4,000 a pop. Yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, beautiful. $200,000, we're going to put 20% down. How much is that?
220% down.
That's $40,000, right?
Yeah.
$40,000 divided by $4,000. How many deals is that? That's 10.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, let me ask you a question. Why don't we make someday now? Why don't we go out and put a goal that no matter what happens by the end of this year, you, Jacob Saldivar, will come hell or high water, close 10 deals to save enough money to put a down payment on the house, and close another 5 to 7 deals to live and to pay your taxes. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. That sounds awesome.
But you see, now we got there's a little fire, there's a little passion, there's a little intensity, there's a purpose. Jacob, there's you becoming something special. There's you doing something that no other 18-year-old does that you know, which is buy a house and put a 20% down payment, which subconsciously puts you in a different category than all of your friends, which reinforces a positive story about who you are, the human being you are on this planet. Now we're talking, Jacob. Now we're living life.
That's awesome. I mean, I appreciate you breaking it down like that.
You see that? And now, aren't you a little bit more excited about this year?
Yeah. I was nervous. I was really nervous.
I know you were nervous. You know why, Jacob? Because you had a nervous vision. Your vision was nervous. When your vision is nervous, guess what? You feel nervous, and therefore you get nervous results. When your vision is exciting, it's powerful, it moves you, there's nothing that can stop you. all of a sudden you don't need to worry about who you're working for or what to do or how to do it. Guess what? You're going to trust your God-given instinct to figure out a way to do it. And so for me, what I started doing was I just went to the swap meets every day, every Saturday and Sunday. And that gave me enough prospects, right, to sell them homes. And I helped 28 families that first year. I would recommend that if you do go to a bigger brokerage, you go to a bigger brokerage because they have listings that you can leverage and you can use those for open houses. You can call around them. You can door knock around them. Outside of that, go close 15 deals by the end of the year. And I honestly believe you can do it.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. And you said you went to swap meets? Or?
That's what I did. That's what I did when I got started. That's what I was shown. Yes. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but you know, nowadays the equivalent of that is open houses.
Yeah.
Right.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for breaking it down the way you did. And I mean, you're awesome. I really, thank you.
You got it, my friend. And then the last thing I would tell you, honest to God, get to Relentless. Find a way to get there. Because if we could get this much clarity in 5 minutes, imagine what we can do in 3 days.
Okay. Yeah. My uncle, my broker, is the one who helped me get started. He actually went to your last one. I forgot the name of it, but he went to the last one. He said it was amazing. I want to go to Relentless with him next time. So we're looking forward to it.
Who's your uncle?
His name is Isaac Gellemet. He's a designated broker for Vortex Realty.
I love it. Awesome. Well, you give him a shout out for me and tell him to be so. Thank you for being so kind and gracious to you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You got it, buddy. Take care, my friend. All right, bye-bye. So guys, listen, and by the way, I'm going to give a shout-out to Maria from Houston, Texas, joining us. We got another Maria Flores. We got my friend Michelle Easter, who saw me speak in Boston, Massachusetts, and as a result joined our coaching company. Shout-out to all of you guys that are joining us live right now. I hope you learned that lesson. As a matter of fact, if you're live right now, what did you learn from that lesson right now, right? We got to guess. I'm going to ask you what you learned from that lesson in a second, but you know, guys, something you've got to realize is that a nervous vision leads to nervous results, you know? And you can tell whenever your vision is not clear, then what you will do is you will find reasons, excuses, limitations, limiting beliefs. You will find things to keep you from taking action. Look, I didn't know how to write a book. To be honest with you, I still don't. You don't need to know how to write a damn book. You just need to know that you want to write a book. You just need to know that you want to impact people. You just need to know that you want to change lives. You just need to know that you want to leave a legacy. And guess what? There are resources out there to help you to write a book. I didn't know how to read a contract when I first started sales. Guess what? You don't necessarily need to. You need to know the basics, and you need to make sure that you do things with integrity, and you need to make sure that to the best of your ability, you're guiding your prospects and your clients. You also need to make sure that you're able to say, you know what? I don't have an answer for that one, but I will get one for you. There's nothing wrong with that. People respect that. But don't let knowing a contract or don't let not knowing how to write a book, don't let any of that stop you. When the vision is clear, guess what? The results will fall into place because the actions will fall into place. I think we could literally stop the show right now because that was like that damn good, but that's another story. Okay, so did we get the London person on the line? Okay, so here's another question, and then I'm going to hop to our guests. And for those of you that are watching us live, if you have a question posted there, I want to help you out as well. So we got Pedro Vita from London. So obviously there was a time difference. We couldn't get him on the line. So he says, hey, Pedro, 21 years old. Man, I'm getting a lot of young followers. They make me feel young. This is good, Lauren. Lauren's laughing at me right now. So Pedro says, I started my business in the fashion industry. I love it. And just last year, we opened our first office in London, and it was going really, really well. Recently, my phone prospecting hasn't been the most effective. I booked appointments, but they've been canceling, and I haven't been able to close any deals. That's obviously affecting my mindset, and I haven't been able to wake up at 4:30 anymore. I'm constantly worrying, I'm getting home late, and I'm running out of my money. I've invested in books, attended seminars, and it's continuous pain. My question to you is, how do you stay positive, active, and productive when things are going bad? Loads of love all the way from London. Yes, thank you, Pedro. I don't know when I'll be in London, but when I'll do, make sure you stop by and we say hello. So look, there's a lot going on there. First things first, I don't know too much about London real estate, but I probably know that the space you got was probably very, very expensive. And I think that that was the first move that caused you to be put in this situation right here. Because that's added overhead that you maybe shouldn't be experiencing at such a young age. I probably would have ran the business out of my garage at the beginning. I would probably try to minimize things and save as much money as possible until the brand was taking off or until I had investor resources to help fund these times. Secondly, this is a business. And whether you realize it or not, this goes for all of you watching right now. Any business is like a human being and it goes through phases and you got to understand what those phases are. It's like a baby. A business is like a baby. And at the beginning, if you don't nurture it and feed it and fuel it, right, with passion, fire, energy, and consistency, consistent feeding, consistent changing of the diapers, guess what? The baby, something bad could happen to the baby. Well, then the second step, the second phase of a business is when the baby starts to walk, right? It becomes a young little boy or a young little girl. And all of a sudden, guess what happens? Even then, there's danger. As a matter of fact, that's the most dangerous time because that's when most business people think, guess what? Things are going good. Things are going good, right? But you got to be careful because they could run in the wrong direction or they could get hit by the wrong thing. That's not when you take your pedal off the metal. That's not when you stop keeping your eye on the baby. Next, they go from a baby into a teenager. Oh, that is when ego starts to set in. Just like with teenagers. Because teenagers think they're indestructible. And so then we go out and we make moves that, guess what, could come back and bite us in the ass a little bit later. Brian, you know a couple of people. I know people from this office right here in the last 2 years that were teenagers, thought, hey, guess what? I made it. Went out and opened up offices and they're struggling bad right now. It's okay. They just didn't realize they were teenagers. It's just a part of the process. But you do have to realize that in a business, there are phases. And depending on what phase you're in is the amount of effort that you have to go in. And I think that once you realize what phase your business is in, then you can kind of not have so much anxiety. Because everybody looks on Instagram and Facebook and sees that everybody else is so successful. Everybody sees me with the nice cameras and the house and the custom show desk. And yeah, but you weren't here 20 years ago when I was living in a freaking apartment, stealing a taco from the AM/PM because I couldn't even afford money for gas. That's just the reality. So then the question, and Pedro, is, you know, how do you get past all this stage? I would say that if you had an opportunity, number one, roll back expenses if you could. Number two, go after low-hanging fruit, right? Low-hanging fruit, meaning if you're in the fashion industry and you're trying to sell a custom suit to freaking Drake, guess what? You ain't never going to get around Drake. And even if you do get around Drake, you're only going to be able to charge him $3,000 or $4,000 for a custom suit. Why don't you go sell a suit to Billy for $200? Because at least Billy will keep you alive. It'll keep you going. It'll keep you moving. Until you can sell suits to Drake or to Jay-Z or to whoever it is that you can. As a matter of fact, I just thought about it. Pedro, go back to the very beginning of my show. I interviewed Alex Musica. Alex Musica is the founder of Musica Frere. He literally in 3 to 4 years is now doing, well, he made me this suit, this jacket. So shout out to Alex. But he does Jay-Z. He does all of the NFL. He does Kevin Hart. He does everybody. So I think that will be encouraging. But more than anything, man, just remember, you're in a phase. You're in a phase of your business. Your business is just like a baby. Right? So we got to take care of it. And how do you take care of it? Go after the lowest hanging fruit. Go after the easiest source of income that you can find and get really, really good at that source of income. And then you start growing into other sources of income. Hope that helps, Pedro. And I'm sorry we couldn't call you live, but the time difference from London was obviously an issue for us. All right, guys? How was that so far? How are we doing? You could talk, you know that? I love it when like my team, they look at me and they go, It's okay. Say something. There's nothing wrong. It makes it more interesting. Everything going okay?
It's going great.
Okay, good. So let's see who we have live. We got Omar. I keep getting a notification that says the broadcasting has paused. Anybody else? Is everything okay, Nick?
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Okay, beautiful.
This is Wi-Fi.
All right, guys. So listen. We've got a guest on our show today. All right? We've got a guest on our show. Nick, are we ready for the next view?
Yeah. Cool.
So I want to introduce you to a young man by the name of Brian Edwards. Brian, say hello.
Hello.
Brian is completely shocked right now.
Yes.
He didn't realize that he was going to be on the show today.
Nope.
But there's a special reason why I wanted Brian on the show. First off, Brian, I think you just learned a lot just from that alone.
I did, yeah.
Because you were like shaking your head like crazy, right?
Yeah.
What did you learn that you can apply in your business?
Just make quick decisions, plan for it, and just take action and figure it out later.
Okay, good. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Fantastic. So, guys, here's why I want you to meet Brian. Brian's a special, special guy, and I'm going to tell you why. He made a decision to work with us. He was working with us. I think you kind of got into that teenager phase a little bit yourself.
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
So for sure.
Brian got into the teenager phase, decided to take off.
Yep.
And shit just crashed, right? Shit just
burned, yeah.
It completely got bad.
Yep.
But kudos to him because, you know, ego didn't let him or stop him from coming back and
right.
asking for our help, which we're happy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, right now, how was your business compared to last year?
It's completely like skyrocketed.
So how many deals did you close in the year not being around here, basically?
Like the time I was gone, I closed 2 deals.
In the whole year?
Well, like 8 months of the year, I closed 2 deals. And then when I came back, I closed another 8. So 10 total.
Okay. So you came back and right away the infusion was there.
Yeah.
And then how is this year going so far?
This year, I've closed 9 already.
Yeah.
And I have another 4 pending.
So 9 and 4 pending. So let's see. So that's 9. In how many months are we? 4 full months.
Yeah.
So what do those numbers work out to? I'm drawing a blank here. 2 point something. So you're on track to hit that 25 to 30 range.
Yeah.
25 to 30 range in our area, you're going to do $250,000 a year.
Yep.
Like give him a little virtual round of applause. Heck yeah. Your wife is happy. Your kids are happy.
Yes.
And you know what, Brian? I always told you that that's what was possible for you.
Yeah.
And I think that more is possible for you.
Yes.
And here's what I want to know. What do you think caused that breakthrough? Or if there's people out there in our audience who maybe are struggling, mm-hmm. right? Like you were
just
a short time ago.
Yeah.
Give them one or two things that they should work on. That you worked on that helped you to break through in this way?
I just worked on myself. I, you know, wherever you go, that's where you are. So I just really took that to heart.
Hold on. Wherever you go, that's where you go.
Yeah, that's where you go.
So explain that because I don't think people really get that.
Like wherever you're going to go, I mean, you're going to be the same person. So there's a common denominator in whatever you're going through. So and that common denominator is obviously you. So you're just taking the same crap with you wherever you go.
The same problems,
yes.
The same habits,
yeah.
The same mental inefficiencies,
mm-hmm.
The same abilities, the same everything. Right,
same everything.
Okay, good.
So once I got rid of the blockage that I was having, everything opened up, everything was clear. So, just happened.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And here's why I want to ask this, because I really believe, guys, and I see this. I see that, you know, like on Instagram alone, on average, just over 2,000 of you see my stories every day. And all of you want the same thing. You're not following me because I look good in a swimsuit. Like, let's just get that clear. You're not following me because I have a nice butt. You're not. You're not following me because I'm a famous actor. You're not following me for any other reason other than you want to get better at life and at business because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Brian, it's like, I don't think people realize the impact of what could happen to them at Relentless.
Yeah.
It's what has happened to you. I mean, it's like 3 full days
mm-hmm.
immersed in this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that?
It's crazy, like, how many people are all these crazy, like, influential people that are coming. So, I mean, I, for one, am going to be there. Like, I've already, it's going to be expensive for us because we have three kids. We have to pay for the babysitters for those 3 days. My wife is going to come. So
you're bringing her as well?
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
She is also a business owner, and I want us to be on the same page.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
So I think with her going, it's just going to help us explode even more.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
For sure.
Good stuff. And were you at last year's Relentless?
No.
You weren't.
I did not go. I was in my ego and I did not go.
You see, you should have came. Dude.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Yes.
Okay. And so another big one, and this is a big one for people. You know, where are you? Do you believe that it's the inner game that matters most? Or do you, like, a lot of people always ask, like, where do I find business? Mm-hmm. I think you've proven business is everywhere.
Yes.
But it could be everywhere, but you're not seeing it because right. your inner game is jacked up.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I agree.
Yeah. And so is there anything specifically that you started doing? Any habits that you started doing? Because, I mean, you literally went from closing two deals, mm-hmm. which was barely surviving.
Yeah, like I was racking up debt like crazy.
Yes. To we're going to do $250,000.
Yeah.
Then a 12-month shift. This is fantastic. What advice could you give?
You know, well, just find the way that you work. I work, I think, better under pressure. So I have to mentally force myself to think in quarters. So I train myself as of late to really apply the pressure and say, I have to close this set amount of deals within, you know, the next 90 days. And if I don't, then there's going to be obviously a penalty. My kids are going to suffer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's another big driving factor for me, the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Absolutely. And that's what helped me make the switch last year.
So we talk about this a lot. We talk about the importance of you making sure that you have mental targets.
Right.
So for some people, we teach them it's a mental daily target.
Mm-hmm.
For others, it's a mental weekly target or a monthly target. You have made yours a mental quarterly target.
Yeah.
And so every quarter, that's all you're fixated on.
Right.
That's all you're thinking about.
Yeah. So all the first quarter, I was like 10. I have to get 10.
And what'd you get?
I got eight.
That's a lot better than two in a year. Isn't
yes.
it? Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. But then I started partnering up with like the bigger agents.
Yeah.
Obviously
sure.
to pick their brain. And so now it's the 20. I have to open 20 things within, you know, the second quarter.
And how do you feel? Like literally as you were walking here into the studio, you were saying everything's on fire. Like you're closing business, you're opening more business, everything is going great.
Yes.
I love it. Good for you.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're back, man. Yes. This is where you deserve to be. And I don't mean this, but I mean this, what
yes,
you're experiencing.
This atmosphere.
Yeah. I love it. Good stuff, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So here's what I want to do. You want to sit tight for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to do this. Nick, what questions do you have for myself or Brian? Because we're going to call Brian the breakthrough expert. Because anybody that goes from closing two deals in a year to closing 9 in the first couple of months of the year, that's a major breakthrough, right? What questions do you have? Let me see here. We got Maria Flores. Maria writes, Mr. Danny Moore. Hey, Maria, how are you? I don't know. Mr. Danny Moore, you're such an inspiration for me. I appreciate you. Looking forward to your investors. Hey, Maria, how are you? I learned Mariel from Canada. Mariel's one of our clients. She closes 75 units a year. She's a freaking rock star. Is I need to be more clear on my vision. Yes, Mario. And we'll talk to you more about that on Friday, by the way. Okay. What else? Nick, do we have any questions? Any questions for myself or Brian? Because for some reason, I can't get all of the questions here. Questions for myself or Brian? Yeah, go for it, Nick.
Do you know of any comprehensive script book that I can utilize? For example, does Mike Ferry or others have a specific script book that I can purchase? This is William Jordan Clint.
So a specific script book. Yeah, I think you go to Google. I know for us, our clients get all of our scripts that we mm-hmm. put together. But I think if you just go to Google, my man, you can find a bunch of them out there. I would say utilize those until you are ready to join our program. And then once you are, come on over. And as a matter of fact, we're giving away a couple of the scripts at the event. So if you're coming to Relentless, I believe I'm going to be giving you a couple of scripts there as well. Okay. Nice. Brian, any thoughts?
Google.
He's a man of few words, but a lot of action. Yes. A lot of action. Yeah, what's up?
Tina Hagen asks, how do you stay focused on prospecting day?
Yeah, so Tina, I think if you go back to the how do you stay focused on prospecting day?
Like the ultimate prospecting day?
Just when it's time to prospect. Like what works for you?
Well, I have the number in mind. So the numbers that I have to hit are 30 contacts a day. So I have that sheet of paper in front of me. And so I'm checking off people as I'm going through. And then just keeping my goals in front of me also helps as well.
So you not only have a mental target, you set create a structure that helps you stay in alignment with that target.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. I love it. So I hope you heard that. For me, I'm just a big, real big believer. If you go back to that first conversation that I had with Jacob, I'm a big believer that if you are having a difficult time focusing and staying focused on prospecting day, go back a couple of episodes to the interview that I had with Eduardo Vargas. Did you hear that one by any chance?
No.
So that was a great example, right? Eduardo, he couldn't focus on prospecting. He couldn't focus on anything because all he was focused on was the one negative thing going on in his life, this debt that he had. Within 20 minutes, we helped him shift the focus, just like we just helped Jacob shift the focus right now, by the way. He was so focused on, I have to learn all the particulars of the contract, right? When you helped him shift the focus to what it is that you want. So who asked that question again?
Tina
from? Tina from somewhere.
Las Vegas.
Tina, you see, you're close enough to come to Relentless, so you better be coming to Relentless. Right. I don't want to hear it. If you ain't coming, it's because the focus is in the wrong place. I got to be honest with you. But I think I always go back to that vision. I always go back to that burning desire. When you are clear with that, then nothing's going to get in your way, right? Brian obviously felt some massive pain in his life when he was only closing 2 deals in 1 year. And now he never goes to go back to that.
Hell no.
So as a result, he's got that in mind. He's got his children and his family in mind. Yep. He's clear on the vision. You probably have a goal or something that you want to, what is it for you?
For this year?
Yeah. Do you have anything like something that you want for them?
The goal is to buy a house.
So I'm going to get a house.
So I already talked to the lender. I already got everything set up. I already know what I'm supposed to pay off, what I'm supposed to do. So.
See?
Yep.
I think that's it, guys. I think really, and in day one, we're going to go more into the mental side of things, but I really honestly believe that if you can get focused in on what it is that you want and desire, the action steps, right? The doing part, that becomes easier and it becomes a lot less of an issue. Would you agree?
I agree.
Out of curiosity, when you were struggling, was the doing part harder?
Yes.
Because you were all messed up up here.
Yeah, I was like going crazy. I was like, oh, maybe real estate isn't for me.
Isn't for me?
But I realized that was a pattern because I had that same situation 2 years prior.
Right.
I'm like, oh, real estate's not for me. So I'm like, well, where you go, that's where you are.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly.
You got to fix that.
Isn't that smart, Lauren? Isn't that beautiful? I love it.
So smart.
Yeah, Brian, so smart.
So smart.
Okay, I got it. Look, who's next?
There, we have a question from Dave Klomhaus.
Dave Klomhaus.
He's asking Brian, but you can answer.
No, I haven't asked Brian.
What did Brian discover to be his blockage?
What, Brian? Dave from where, by the way, do you know?
No.
What did you discover was your blockage, Brian?
I was secretly waiting for someone to save me.
I was going to say rescue you.
Yes. Yeah. So I just never, I guess mentally, realized that I am in control of my own life and that there's no one that's going to say, hey, Brian, we'll actually do this and I'll come and, you know, save you. So you just have to realize that it's up to you. Like, no one's going to come save you. And so I guess I was secretly waiting for, like, a parent or someone to, like, give me money. Come save us. Help.
So. I'm going to go deep here a little bit. Do you think that was a conditioning, like, in your upgrade, in your upbringing, were you always well protected and well taken care of?
Yes.
I figured that. Yeah. I figured that.
Yeah. Yeah. There was always someone to either, you know, help.
Fall back on?
Yes. Like safety net.
Who was it for you?
My family.
Your family?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could always, they were always there to catch
Yeah.
When I fall. But now I have a family, so there's really no one to catch my
fall. You're the one.
Yeah, I'm the one.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing, guys, is that now that you've learned that lesson, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Brian, we could be sitting here in 3 years. This would be my mission.
Yeah.
To not talk about a quarter million, to talk about $1 million a year.
Yep.
And to change your destiny and your children's destiny forever.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing, guys. That was a great freaking question. Mm-hmm. Great freaking question. Yeah. Oh, now they're now. See, now they want to talk, huh? Oh, now you guys want to participate, huh?
Okay, so Wim Jordan Clint, again from Fresno, California.
Jordan Clint from Fresno, California. What's up, Jordan? Jordan, okay, that's close enough to Anaheim. That's all I'm gonna say.
What's your protocol to gain referrals from past clients? Events, emails, quarterly calls, gifts, postcards. What do you do to coach your realtors?
Yeah, so we have an actual series in our online university that goes step by step through all of this. But if I can give you a couple of basic pointers right here on the spot. Number one, they need a quarterly conversation with you. They absolutely do. Number two, every time you take a listing, they need to know about it. Number three, every time that you sell a house, they need to know about it. Number four, you need to be hosting one client appreciation event per year. And then number five, you need to be communicating with them in the holidays. And obviously in our coaching programs, we teach you step by step how to do all of this stuff. But the reality is that if I could give you a resource to use, Raving Fans is a great book to read. Okay. But then on top of that, I want you to think of them as this. The year that I did 150 transactions, 60 of them came from my past clients and my center of influence.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But also going into the year, I had built that database up so big that I kind of figured I was going to get between 55 and 65 deals just from the database. Your life changes when you go into the year with 60 deals.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to go, hey,
right.
I got 60 deals. Or the way I'm wired, I said, son of a gun, I got 60 deals. That means if I can do a couple of more, I can probably hit 100. Wait a minute. I can actually do 150. And that's how it happened for me. You know, that's how it happened for me. Brian, what do you do?
I actually implemented last December. I am targeting the specific area of the city where we live, Rancho Cucamonga. And so I implemented doing a client appreciation type of farming event. So
yep.
I held like a Christmas party for them.
Yep.
So.
Wait a minute. So you actually started doing what we coach you to do.
Yeah. I took a risk.
Isn't that crazy how this happens?
Isn't that
crazy? And you took the responsibility.
I took the responsibility.
And you forked up the money.
I did.
And you put yourself out there.
Yep.
And how did it feel?
It felt great.
Yeah.
There's like 50 people that came from the community. I got a couple leads out of it, a couple listings. So,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good.
And they're still talking about it.
Like, they are still talking
about
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I promise you that would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Go for it, Nick.
All right. Jacob Neetu asks.
Jacob Neetu. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Jacob?
I was wondering, in the beginning stages of your business and in tarot, how did you establish your cultural identity in the
first
90
days?
Yeah. Also, how do you establish a leadership team around you? What did it take to buy into the vision?
Yeah. So, Jacob, great questions, by the way. I love your questions. I wish I had it here. We don't. If you walk into our offices, any of the seven that we have, there are two frames that as soon as you walk in or somewhere close to the signing rooms or whatever the case may be, are present everywhere. And they are titled. And I want you to write them down. Who are we? Who are we? And the second one is, who is our ideal client? Or who is our ideal agent? So, Jacob, let me take you a couple of steps back now. Where this came from is that when I decided I no longer wanted to do 30 deals a year or 40 deals a year or 50 deals a year, and I wanted to be a mega producer. I wanted to reach the ranks of the highest people in our industry, and I wanted to do 100 transactions a year. I thought to myself, I got to get real clear with who I am first and foremost. And so I started to write that down. because I needed to know, right? When the prospecting and the marketing and it all got tough, I needed to know internally for my own psychology what made me different than everybody else. I needed that. That was a tool for me. It was a tool for growth, right? Well, then the second thing that I needed to know was who was my target? Who was my ideal client, right? And I needed, and I got really, really clear with all of them, with all of them in detail about both those things. Well, before I ever opened Intero, this is a true story. I flew up to see my friend Gino Bofari. I'm sitting in the conference room. You've heard the story several times. Yep. I'm sitting in the conference room. I open a journal. And as the whole PowerPoint is going on, I have, it's not ADD, it's when you can't pay attention. ADHD. Lauren, see how Lauren knows exactly? Yeah. She knows my problems. Yeah. Lauren knows exactly my problems. Well, you know, they're doing the presentation. I don't want to hear that. I just give me the freaking contract and let me sign it. Let's go get to work, yeah, man. I'm literally started right down. I wrote, who are we? And I wrote, we are a place of change. We are a place of growth. We take people who can't see and we help them to see. Because once they can see, then they start to believe. And once they believe, they take inspired action. And when they take inspired action, they start stepping into the life that they're destined to live. You're a manifestation of that day.
Yeah.
I want you to think about that.
Yeah.
It gave me goosebumps right now. But that's literally like from before the company even opened, I wrote those words down. And as a result, that's why we help people, whether it's through Empire, our events, or in tarot, it doesn't matter. People literally double, triple, quadruple their business just by being around us.
Yeah.
I designed it that way though, guys. And then the second thing I needed was I thought, okay, like, wow, that sounds really, really cool. But for that to come true, I need cool people.
Right.
Like I can't have assholes in my company. Because if I have an asshole in my company, guess what? It doesn't matter how much I try to help them. Guess what? They're not going to listen. It ain't going to work.
Right.
So then I decided who was our ideal agent. Mm-hmm. And I think if you get really clear, my man, which Jacob, great question, man, on who you are and who your ideal prospect or client is, and you live and die by that. And regardless of money, regardless of promise, regardless of how sexy or attractive it may be, if it doesn't fit in that, you do not play with it or run with it or bring it into your atmosphere, you're going to blow everybody out of the water.
Right.
Let me ask you, because you're here.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And is that, in your eyes, is that part of what helps you grow at the level that you're growing?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And can you feel how there's also like-minded people?
Yep.
And there's no assholes.
Yeah, there's no assholes.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, right? It's kind of cool. Yeah. So, Jacob, great question, my man. Hope I see you at Relentless. Any more? I'm seeing all of you guys here. Great question, Ali.
There's more from the Jordan Clint from Fresno.
Manny from Holland, Michigan. Jordan Clint from Fresno. Okay.
He asked, do you put anyone who's interested in your database, or are you strict on who gets in? What's the lowest qualifications to get into your database?
The lowest qualifications to get into my database. I'm going to answer that question in a different way. Create subcategories in your database. You need to have 3 to 4 of them. And once you create those subcategories, you put people in each category depending on where they fit. I think that's the best way to answer that question.
Yep.
Okay. Brian, would you agree?
Yeah, that's what I do. And that's what helped me take off too.
Absolutely.
Like getting rid of the junk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final question.
From the same guy.
Oh, this guy. Who is this guy?
I'm on the show.
Hold on. What's his name?
A lot of free information.
It's a lot of free information, huh?
He's taking advantage of it.
Hold on. Ask him. Did he buy a ticket to Relentless? Because I love this. I love this one. Like, yeah. I love that you got questions, but are you investing in yourself and are you coming to the event?
Right.
But tell me, what's the question? It's all good.
He's asking more of a follow-up question. Can you explain your definition of hot, warm, and cold?
No, I can't. That's for our... I'll tell you what. Come to Relentless and I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah. Come to Relentless and I'll... Yeah. You asked me some of the secret sauce now. Some of the secret sauce. Hot, warm, and cold. Figure it out. I think you can do that. Trust your gut. Trust your instincts. Brian, anything that?
You got to come to Relentless.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, it's been fun doing this. You know what, Lauren? I think we should do this, like, right? Yeah, it adds a nice little twist to it, right? Brian, what do you think? You think maybe we should eventually get some TVs back here or something?
I think you need something.
Something. Yes. Because this black, this is...
I like black, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, you do. But, you know, Brian, what do you think we should get the logo? The freaking desk company didn't give us the logo in the front.
Yeah, you need the logo in the front.
We need the logo in the front. Yeah. Maybe a little plant or something. I don't know, something. All right, guys, it's been fun. 50 minutes of our show. I know for a fact you got a lot of value on this one. Nick, we got a lot of little Instagram clips on this one, so go back and let's make sure that we get them. Tune in next week, Wednesday, 11 a.m. Hey, all of your questions answered live. I want to call you. I want to help you out. Go to DannyMorrell.com/ask. And then don't forget, guys, please for a second, just put your ego aside. Do what Brian did. Like, step out of your comfort zone. Go to RelentlessEvent.com. Yes. Get your tickets and join us. It's going to be 3 life-changing days. And I'll be honest, you're going to be sitting there. Were you kicking yourself in the ass when Gary Vee was on stage last year and you were like, not there?
No.
Okay, well, you should have said yes. But you will be kicking yourself in the ass when you see Avon there, Andy Frazella, Gerard Adams, Sarah Centrella, myself there for 3 full days. You're going to be sitting at home like, damn it, I should have been there. I should have been there. All right? See you guys next week on the Danny Morrell Show. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah.